Actually, my enemy is called Eric Goh. You know why or not? Because I bought stupid overseas property before. Hui, okay. Yeah, I bought overseas property before. So please don't buy overseas property. Yeah, because it's a sad thing. I have a recent consultation recently and they say that, oh Eric, I fully paid my condo and I went to buy 5 UK property. The person not here, right? No lah, huh? No lah, because I got a lot of gossip to share with you, okay? So first of all, don't buy. Okay, then always look for opportunities, which I will talk about later lah. So step out of your comfort zone, that's a very, very important thing. I believe all the fuckery here, you are here because you are stepping your next step to build your fuckery bigger and bigger, right? Anyone here going to sit down and don't do anything? Just say no. Are you doing that? Just think about me and the whole thing about building your wealth is just do your own property. Do your money? Two. Can you do more than that? Not easy because everyone can only want one residential property. And for most people who have HDB flat, unless your current HDB flat is the structure of an owner and the occupier thingy, then you can keep your flat and use the occupier to buy the second property for investment. Most of you don't know all these legal loopholes. Can I say that? Okay, if you don't know all this, of course, usually your history is in 2 years owner. Then you are fated to sell. If you want to build your portfolio, the only way is to sell your HDB. Sell your what? Everyone, sell your
HDB.
You need supportive spouse to do that, understand? I see, supportive spouse. Oh, I see, well, and you supportive spouse? A supportive spouse allows him to come up today. Okay, very good. Okay, so first of all, just do this. Buy two. Am I going to teach you to buy 10? No, just buy two. So difficult, man. Very easy. Just buy two. Wow, then don't do anything anymore. It sounds simple. It can be done. Later I show you the numbers, you will know that. Hey, actually, Eric, I look at my spreadsheet after I done it. Actually, I'm quite hot. But you lack of something. Most of you have no guts. So I'm here to give you guts. So a bit of my background, I don't share so much. I damn poor lah. If you know me long time ago, I poor like, oh, cannot talk so much. Sorry, you know YouTube, you can delete before I upload. I apologize if I say anything wrong. Okay, so you can do this. Why one house red colors? Because when you buy the first property, the cash outlay, there's cash flow out because you're staying in that property. Right? Why the investment property is a green color one? Because whatever. If you are below 45 years old, whatever resale property that you buy can be covered by rental. Possible? Anyone below 45 years old, buy any resale property, 1.2, 1.3, 1.4, 1.8, 2 million, 2.4, 2.5 million, the current market rental can cover installment. Possible? Anyone tell you not possible? You're right. So listen to the right source, understand, because I'm your hot way master. Yes, there are people who say not possible, because these people who tell you not possible, they always look at lousy properties. And in my line of work, I only focus on good ones, and I don't care about lousy ones, understand? It's about mixing the right people. Do I mix with lousy people? No, that's why I don't have a lot of friends. Very sad one, my best friend. My wife, you know my wife is my primary one classmate. Yeah lah, primary one 就手就 key 小 leh. Ah, 你要学懂吗? 小意思. Yeah lah, advance 啊. 等一下, talk so much. Okay, for those people who even can be better, if you have a place to stay somewhere with your in-law, like freeloader, you can stay with your parents, in-law, then buy two for investment. This is the best way for you to make money because whatever you buy, the rental can cover all. So you see, I have people who ask me, Eric, I should buy new launch because the down payment, the progressive payment is lesser. Which is wrong. Because resale property, after down payment, the rental can cover fully. You don't need to pay anymore. Whereas new launch, you need to pay. The whole point about investment, we want to put down as little money to make the most money, am I right? For resale, I put in down payment, I make X amount of money. And for the 3 years of installment, I need to pay because rental can cover. Okay, then for new launch, after down payment, I still need to pay installment, which is about 3% of your purchase price. If let's say today you buy 2 million,
2 million can't even buy 3 beta here.
You use 2 million today, the installment for 3 years is about how much?
数学这样烂，怎样赚钱？
66k 啦。 Actually, I love doing life eh? Because tomorrow, the day after, I have retired from teaching life. Previously, I teach life like that. So tomorrow, so now after COVID, I retired and become so I do online classes behind Zoom. Yeah. So I love the feeling of life. But this group no response on it. But then later I tell you some jokes, then you laugh. Okay, so talking about ROI. For new launch, after down payment, you still need to include your 3% of installment, so that will add into your down payment outlay. And let's say you make the same money, your ROI for resale and new launch, this one is better. Resale lah. I don't know why most of the people here, I guess, you always have this mindset, every new launch should be the one that makes the most money. Is it correct? Okay, I did some research. It's not true for 1 and 2 beta. It may be true for 3 and 4 beta. You know what I mean? Because for the down payment, for the amount of money that you need to buy for 1 beta, 1 plus study, 2 beta, 1 month, which I hate the most, this amount of funds you can buy resale, whereby resale can make more money. Potentially. As Singaporeans, we are literally very blessed. And plus, Singapore is a good country for you to invest, and I do not know why some of you choose to buy overseas property, which is quite cuckoo to me. Cuckoo is not good. It's okay, but it's okay. So you must learn to take some risks. Okay, and 1, 2, 3, read together. 1, 2, 3. The risk comes from your choice of property, said by some wise man. Who is that? Eric Chu. And it's true, I bought properties almost every year, I do research every year for the past that many, many years. Of course, people who buy all the good properties, being the bad time, we say 2013. 2013 is one of the peak, man. I bought new loans at that time, money rich. Did I make money? Yes, not a lot, man. But I didn't lose. But I got people who bought at the best time, they bought the most 3 property ever, they lose money, eh. Yeah, I'm going to share some gossip. I hope that person not here. I share that. Everyone, they don't like me, they just unsubscribe. Okay. So guys, like example, anytime when I hear that you tell me, Eric, I bought a property 3 years ago, I will straight away congratulate you and say, wow, well done. I believe you are far away now. I will usually do that. But once I heard a few projects name, I will say, I wish you had made money. Reflections. 3 years ago, when you buy, and today, break even. The most 3 property combination that you can buy. Small freehold project. This one you buy, you may lose 100 to 200k even today. And we are talking about quite a good time when we buy 3 years ago, which is 2021, 2022. I'm not talking about what, 1997, whereby some speaker like to talk about 1995. How long is that in primary school? Yeah, we talk about quite recent. So you see, these are some of the things that everyone can do. It's just that you keep on buying bad properties. Luckily. Only got 1 key. Just give the key. Yeah, then I can talk freely. Okay, so everyone, first of all, that you want to learn how to make money. I will talk about Elta, all the developer, I will talk about Elta, okay? Later, okay. We talk about exit plan first. You want to make money, you need to know who are your people who want to buy your property. You don't want to be the only one who, I like A, but 99% of people don't like, then you will not make money. So we talk about exit plan. We need to buy areas where who buys? Yes, 很好 eh, 谁? Singaporean, 对了. Should we buy where foreigners buy? Then we become 菜头, right? You want to become 菜头? No one wants to be 菜头. But a lot of foreigners love to be 菜头, okay? So you see, example, Toa Payoh profile, you see, Singaporeans, how many? 73%, Bishan, like 81%. These are the areas, Tanah Merah is the place I hate the most because of overcrowded of condo. Also, 85%. Still want to take photo, 这个不好玩的。 这个是没有用的。OK, you want to take, I give you some nice stuff for you to take. This one 没有用，那个 rubbish 这个叫 old data 的。OK, 是 Pongo, 是啊，是啊 ，How many Pongo 年前？啊 ，Pongo 换啦 ，OK, make friend
啊。You know, I see also 82% 快化了 you can see right.
A fair about 90%, that's it. Also, do you want to buy it? Singapore 45.5 eh. These are the areas where chui one lah. If you have any agents who ask you to buy some Sentosa for me, you what? Unfriend them lah, get away.
Let me so funny.
Okay.
Wow, I'm very excited. I talk so much, 6 minutes only ah. Let me drink water.
Am I speak okay? Entertaining? Walao, I should be stand up comedian. Yeah, I got people ask, say, Eric, you be politician, I will vote for you. Then I will increase ABSD.
I just realized, I must be friendly because today, my purpose is to get subscriber.
Okay, so don't buy Sentosa. And if you meet any friends who stay in Sentosa, you just walk away. Marina, what now is 50%? You want to buy there? River Valley, don't want 49%. Bugis, 69%. 不要啦, what now? Orchard, 多少? 25%. 笑啦, don't buy. Then Orchard, another Orchard. Yeah, Power, you see? 87%.Fun fact, want to guess which, this is the project where sold the almost the highest per square feet recently. Orchard, line? Kao Jin, not that one. No, it's new launch, they haven't complete. And they sold one of the penthouse, what, 33 million
piece.
对了啦，住那边，有很多 foreigner 跟你做朋友。听不到啊，讲多一次。Park Nova, 不懂对不对？用前面我们是凡人，不懂这种东西的。我讲你们懂我的意思吗？We only know like Waterway Point, Clementi Mall, Clementi Mall. Okay, so where to buy? Clementi lah. 我老妹子啊，developer, give me a round of applause. Every you take Clementi 哦，有啊，是你啪啪啪啪啪。78.7% 不错啊。Okay, let's talk a bit about Clementi. Okay, as I say, it's not near MRT. Although you walk, everywhere you can walk, you can also walk to Orchard, anywhere, but it's a special area. Clementi is a special area. And even the nearest project to MRT is trying, even from the side gate to MRT is about 450 meters.And Trining is an 8-year-old condo. And the project, some project don't do well, some project do well because the layout matters also. So if you have known Trining, they have a lot of weird laws, their stupid rooms, stupid bedrooms, they only put super single, whereby Elda can put Queen Queen King. And because we can see that Clement Canopy, although it's the first one to launch in this area,To me, last time when I am not so 厉害的时候 to me it's like, Clement Canopy, 呸啦，谁要住那边 who wants to stay there, am I right? But they fought until crazy. Then of course, I supported Clement, because during Clement's launch, is during COVID 2020, and at that time, it's a no-brainer, if you're my one-to-one, I think I did some reviews, if you can watch 4 years ago, my review of Clement is,The launch price is cheaper than the resale Clement Canopy. I repeat, the new launch in per square feet terms is cheaper than resale. Then what should you do? Xiong la! I remember the one couple, Erica, we scared. So we thought of pulling out. I think, okay. You go away. I wish you good luck.So I believe the person who went watch back the profitability, they love rock style, confirm. Okay, but Clement is a special project. So that's why, if you want to buy Elda, Elda, I think I shared Kelvin, you know what's Kelvin, right? Clement,
I checked Clairvon's profitability before.
It's super good.
Their recent 2-bedder. Okay, everyone, for your information, when I talk about 2-bedder, it's not 2-1, it's 2-2. Because I got standard, 明白吗?
Okay, so all the 2-2s, they are making about 300 to 350k. 你记得啊? 2-2, 300 to 350k. 3-bedder, small 3, 4, 500. Big 3, 600. 4-bedder, 8, 900. Understand? So if you want to buy Alta today and say, wow, Eric say you make so much money, I am more than happy for you. But if you want to be conservative as an investor, you just buffer from there. So if the 2-2 is about 300 to 350, I think you should make around 200 to 250. 明白吗? If you buy the 3-2, 小三方, the one without storeroom, it will be about 350. Then the big 3-bedder, 350, 400. Then the 4-bedder, 500, 600 lor. But whether you will make this money, the most important thing is still the what? What price, sorry? Very good. Yes, the entry price on when? Today? Can I base on the indicative to say that, oh, this is the value, it doesn't anyhow buy? No, because some disgusting developers, no, I'm not them. Some, they just give you like, oh, second floor very cheap, but the third floor, they increase by 100k. Okay, I tell you some joke. Fun fact. Recently, last year, you know, one of the developer, second floor, two bedder, example, two is about 1.4, let's say second floor 1.4, guess how much is third floor? Okay, by right per floor for 2-bedder, roughly, what is the rough, good jump? 但 10K is like 蛮多的 la. They jump 130 or 150K. So you see, but you see, can we blame them? No la, they drink la. They biggest one, what can we do? But as a consumer, we still need to come back to numbers to see whether it still makes sense for us to buy at this price by comparing with the surrounding projects. Ma. So it's all on that day price. So even today, I believe most of you have you passed check? That means you have participated in the project. It still comes to on that day. Whether you want to proceed, you want to abort, on that day, but before that, just try. Because I learned from 2 mistakes before. How many mistakes? 2. First mistake, I think North Park Residences is bad. It's bad, but they make very good money. Due to there's a lot of HDB upgraders there, which is about the same as 70. Why 70? It's far to MRT, there's so good, you don't have like elite school. The only thing here is there are upcoming what? I think so, I never do research, but there are a lot of these people, that's why you make money. The freshly baked hua kueh, the MOP, some of them going to MOP or the future MOP people, these are your future buyers that will buy from you. So I think I always share this before, I want to put this in your mind, just keep this tip, you'll be hua kueh. Are you ready? You always learn to make money from upgraders. You always learn to make money from upgraders. Don't make money from investors, understand? So you don't buy where investor want to buy one, just buy those people who want to buy for stay. 70 is one of the good examples. Congo is a good example. Toa Payoh is a good. So these are always a very prosperous estate because people there, they very huat. When people huat, they want to upgrade and usually the average age of my neighbor is about 45 years old, and their kids, they want to play a swimming pool, so it's a good value to upgrade during this age. So that's the reason why there's a lot of positive outlook for Clementine.